Alex, you guys are, I think, 10th in the league in scoring right now. I mean, what's the ceiling for this offense in that regard? I mean, do you feel like you guys have left a lot out in the field?
I do feel like that. I mean, it's funny you say that. I guess I didn't know the statistic or the rank. Really feel like we've got a ton of room for improvement. Certainly there's been glimpses of things and quarters here, quarters there, but still feel like we've left a lot out there, a lot of room for improvement. So
I know you never stop trying to improve, but is it your experience that you get to a point in a season that you are what you are and you're just kind of managing it that way, or do you feel like you've made late season improvements sometimes?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, because the challenge week to week changes, you know, with the opponent.
Sure.
So obviously the matchups change, and some weeks matchups just really fit favorably with what you do, and some weeks they don't, and the challenge is more difficult. But that aside, I think you're steadily trying to move week to week in the right direction. I do think it's tough to, you're not going to make sweeping changes. But yeah, there are little things that you continue to build and grow on and keep in, and things that maybe go out and go away because they weren't working. So yeah, but that stuff's more gradual as the season goes on for sure. But certainly the challenge week to week does change dramatically, just in the opponent you're changing, the personnel, their scheme, and how all those things mesh with ours.
Alex, what's the biggest reason, or what do you pinpoint the turnaround, the winning streak?
Oh, I mean, I think without a doubt, a couple things. One, I think four quarters of play that, these last 3 weeks, especially in the second half of games, offense, defense, and special teams have all made plays that have helped us put these games away. And it just wasn't the case early on in the season. And I think that, you know, I don't know if that's a direct, directly because of, I think, good weeks of practice. I think we've had great weeks of work, intense weeks of work. We've had great, great practices. They've been intense. They've been fast. I think game-like. And that's prepared us for those Sundays.
What about the defense when you look at San Diego? What stands out to you?
I think for one, they do a lot. They've had a ton of injuries early on in the year, so they've played a lot of different guys. But here coming off the bye week, I think they're going to get a lot of guys back, be healthy. And they've been in a bunch of close games, a lot of close games, and come out on the wrong side of them. I think they're better than their record. And it's a division game. It's a lot on the line. At their place, so it will be a good test for us.
You guys are the hottest team in the division. Got over that hump last week, 3 in a row, 1-5. I mean, you still have work to do, but I guess what's the attitude or the temperature around here been like here, just knowing you guys are starting to dig out?
I mean, I think it's two things. For one, it's certainly when you're winning 3 in a row, that collectively, yeah, there's that confidence, I think, in the way we're doing things. And believing in it and buying in and going how you go about your business. The other way, you a little bit have blinders on. I mean, we're in the middle of the season, so you had a big win last week, and you give yourself a little bit of time to enjoy it. But it's quickly on to San Diego, and you're kind of keeping your head down and going to work. You know, we're in the middle of the season. There's no time to, just because you won 3 in a row, it's no time to like pause and celebrate. I mean, we've got another big game coming up, a division game on the road, and it's going to take the same focus that we had last week to go get a win.
That's home for you. Is it tougher to keep the blinders on?
No, not at all. I mean, that's a long time ago. Guys, it's been like 13, 14 years since I lived in San Diego. You know, so obviously my family's there. I played a couple high school games there, played college games there, so it's always interesting going back and playing in that stadium, but I guess I played there so much, I don't really feel like it's a problem.
Okay. Did you pick up Golf Digest this month?
I had not. I got heard about it, but I still haven't read it, no.
You want to make any kind of comment to save
I still don't even know what it said. I have no idea.
You're in the top 40 of athletes, in the world in golf.
Yeah.
You're not going to get another stroke the rest of your life.
The interview was done over the phone. It wasn't. They actually didn't see my golf game, so I was lucky. Yeah.
When was the last time you played?
Before the season, yeah. Kind of hang them up and don't play.
Tahoe?
Yeah, probably. Yep.